The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, down at the tunnel. Coach, another tough break there late or early on in that overtime. I saw Reese Hunt get tangled up twice with Kelsey King. The second time she got laid out. Controversial. Another controversial overtime goal scored against you guys. How do you bounce back from something like that?
Well, it's just it's an unfortunate. It's, you know, we have to, Kelly.
Yeah.
We got to come back, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. It was just you know, an unfortunate play. The official felt that there was no intent, but you know, I just looked at a clip that Max showed me, and sure looked like she had her hands up and you know,
yeah,
knocked her over. And unfortunately, that resulted in them getting a 3-on-2, and you know, what can you say? She barred downs it, so. But you know, it's three straight games not scoring, so we got to try something different. So that's, like I told the group, we'll just try to come up with some different lines and see if we can't get something going. But again, I thought our third period was the best. We had the entire game, created a lot more chances, but we just passed up way too many opportunities to shoot the puck, trying to make plays, trying to make little passes, trying to get that cutesy play, and you know, that's not going to work. Got to get pucks to the net.
Yeah, there was a couple of times, a couple players, I'm not going to name anybody, got a little bit too fancy out there, tried to, you know, it's like sometimes you just need those greasy, gritty goals that this team is known for. I obviously that's something that your team needs to do, and I'm sure you've already said that to them about tonight's game. But your defense played great. You get 15 block shots. Big night for Tina Campa and Abby De La Rosa, and I thought Abby D played very well on defense tonight. Four block shots for her. She also had a shot on net. What do you tell your defense when they're playing so well out in front of your goalie?
Just keep doing the same thing.
Exactly. Coach, it was nice to see some fans in the stand. That is the
yes,
one positive
it was.
Tonight.
Yes, it was. Really, you're exactly right, Kelly. It was great to see the Beaver sweaters and Beaver jerseys over on one side. So, yeah, that was awesome.
What do you guys need to do here tomorrow to get a win and kind of break this spell?
You know, just, again, we've been resilient all year long. We just got to come back and just, again, it's got to be that same effort, that same sense of urgency all the time. And, you know, like I said, even if pucks bounce off shin pads and go in, we'll take it right now. So it's you know, I know there's you know, certain players are obviously feeling pressure. They just feel like they have to score, and you're probably squeezing a little bit and trying to tell them, just got to go and play. You know, just you know, we have faith in you, and that's what you got to do. So we'll show up. We'll be ready to go tomorrow at 3:07.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly. You bet.